don't know how to pray for Dad. I wish he wasn't in jail, but he'd probably just get in trouble again.
When it comes to tough prayers, just do your best and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever wanted to pray to God about something, but you weren't sure exactly how to pray for it? I know I have. The good news is the Holy Spirit helps you when things get too complicated. Here's how the Apostle Paul explains it in Romans chapter 8. The Spirit helps us. We don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself speaks to God for us. And that's what our story is about for today. It's called Wrinkles. Kylie walked out into the garage. I want to wear my new blue shirt, Mom. Did you wash it? Mom, who was stripping paint off a desk, looked up and nodded. Yes, I washed it. It's on a hanger in the laundry room, but it still needs ironing. It's pretty wrinkled. I can do that, said Kylie. I'll call for help if I need it. She hurried off and got out the iron. When the shirt was pressed, Kylie showed it to her mom. Look, this shirt was a wrinkly mess before, but it's all nice and neat now. That night at dinner, Mom asked Kylie to say the blessing. Thank you for this food and our home and... Kylie paused. And please be with Dad. Amen. Something on your mind? Asked Mom as Kylie glumly passed her the potatoes. Kylie shrugged. I just don't know how to pray for Dad. I wish he wasn't in jail, but I'm afraid if he got out, he'd just keep doing the things that got him there in the first place. Mom nodded. I know what you mean. She pointed at Kylie's shirt. That iron sure took care of those wrinkles, didn't it? Kylie looked down at her shirt. Yeah. But what does that have to do with Dad? Well, said Mom, the Holy Spirit does the same thing with our wrinkly prayers. Wrinkly prayers? Repeated Kylie. What are those? Well, said Mom, the Holy Spirit does the same thing with our wrinkly prayers. Wrinkly prayers? Repeated Kylie. What are those? They're the prayers we're not sure how to pray, said Mom. We don't know everything that's going on in someone's life or the best solution to a problem, but God does. When we pray about those things, we might be afraid of asking for the wrong thing sometimes because we can't see the whole picture. Kind of like my messy, wrinkled shirt? Asked Kylie. Exactly, said Mom. But when we pray about things that are unclear or confusing, the Holy Spirit irons out the wrinkles so that, before God's throne, they make perfect sense. Mom squeezed Kylie's hand. Keep praying for Dad, Kylie. God knows exactly what you're trying to say, and you can trust Him to do what's best. How about you? Do you sometimes feel like you're not sure what to say when you pray? Are there people or situations you want to pray about, but you're not sure how to begin? God wants you to come to Him with anything and everything that concerns you. Tell Him the best way you can and trust the Holy Spirit to smooth out the wrinkles. Our key verse is Romans 8:26.
We don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself speaks to God for us.
And our key thought for Sunday, pray freely to God. I hope you've joined the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program because we've just added another way for you to win prizes this summer. It's the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt, and you could win a Pirate's Treasure Chest in June, July, and August. Each week, follow the clues to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids print and audio devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap Treasure Hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.